So I've been meaning to do some of these questionnaires, and I've decided to go with this one by Pop It In, some sexy questions for sexy Redditors. I'm just getting over a cold, so I sound a bit nasally and stuffed up. So I apologize in advance for that. Okay, question one. What made you first want to post on GWA? Well, I kind of stumbled onto GWA, I think, through Literotica, maybe. I don't remember. And then after lurking for a while, I thought, oh, I should give this a try. And I had some scenarios in my mind of things that I like to listen to or things that turn me on. And I thought, oh, I can just write sort of a brief outline and then ad lib as I go along and see how things turn out. And it still amazes me that people listen to what I post and like it. Question two. What are people's most common misconceptions about you in real life? I think I'm a little bit introverted and shy in my normal life. And I think it might come across as being standoffish, maybe, which I'm not. I'm not really. And if you get to know me, I'm really friendly. But it's hard for me, I think, to break the ice, maybe. So I think that's the biggest thing. Okay, question three. What are your three favorite body parts, both on yourself and ones to look for in a partner? Okay, so for myself, my favorite body parts are, well, number one, I have big, very dark brown eyes, hence my username. The second thing would be, I want to say my brain. Not because I'm conceited or anything, but just because I think that I can hold a pretty decent conversation on quite a lot of topics. I read a lot, so I hope I can hold a conversation. I think I can. That's a bit rambly. Anyway, the third favorite body part is actually at the moment I've been doing lots of running, and so my calves are looking pretty damn good, especially when I have high heels on. So that'll be number three for me. And then to look for in a partner. Number one, I guess a good brain too, to match my conversation. I would hope that if you're going to be with somebody, you could have some scintillating debates or good discussions. I mean, I think that keeps a relationship interesting. And number two would be, this is a toss up between eyes and smile, I guess, because somebody who has a nice smile always comes across as being sort of easygoing and friendly and open. So, okay, let's go with smile. And then number three would be forearms. Guys who have strong forearms, that I find really sexy. Okay, question four. If you could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Oh, this is a hard one. I should have thought about this before I started this questionnaire. I think I would have to go with James Bond, but the one played by Daniel Craig. He's got kind of this dark streak in him. which I find kind of fascinating. And it seems that he is very tightly in control. So to try and break that control, I guess, would be a challenge and exciting. Number five, what immediately turns you off on a date? Somebody who doesn't listen. Yeah, like if I'm talking and you're not listening to me, or you're butting in because you have something you want to say, that really turns me off, because that means you have no interest in what I'm saying. Okay, number six. Are you more of a sub, a dom, or neither way inclined? I think that I'm more of a sub. I'm pretty much in control with everything else that I do, so when I'm in the bedroom, I don't really want to think about things. On the other hand, if you're with somebody and they want you to be in control and you really want to be with them, I think that I could go a bit dumb. Okay, number seven. What are the main qualities to look for in a good dessert, edible or otherwise? I'm actually not a big dessert eater, I admit. And shock of horrors, I don't really like chocolate. So for me, a good dessert would be like a really good cheesecake or a really good lemon tart. And they would have to be pretty tart, like not overly sweet, I think. Okay, question eight. What do you most appreciate about your favorite GWA poster? Double pop it in points if you're brave enough to name them. Well, I know I'm not brave enough to name them, so we can cross the double points out. What do you most appreciate? Should have given this a bit of thought too. I don't know. There are so many really good posters of different styles that I don't know that I have a favorite. I do have a favorite, actually. And yeah, we have a bit of a connection, so I'll leave it at that. Number nine, let's end on a positive note. What's something to be excited about in your life right now? Well, I am starting a great new job on Monday, so I am very, very excited about that. So, that's it for me, I guess. I'm really happy that I did this questionnaire. I hope you enjoy listening to it. Thank you.